Okay, we're back, and so are you. Thank you for joining us again at the Good Hockey Podcast. As always, I'm Calum here with Chuck. How's it going, man?
It's going well. And yourself?
Good. Yeah, today we are doing a fantasy episode. So if you don't want to hear about fantasy hockey stuff, just turn this right off. If you do want to hear about the top three goaltenders that have been surprising all fantasy managers by extremely exceeding their preseason draft rankings, then stay tuned, because we're going to go through Jacob Markstrom, Jack Campbell, and Tristan Jarry to see if their performances are sustainable and how you should be treating them for the rest of the season. So, Charlie, let's get right into it. Jacob Markstrom, preseason ranking of 154, currently 8. What's up with Jacob Markstrom?
Well, Jacob Markstrom's having a hell of a year. Let me start off with that. Jacob Markstrom is putting up career numbers in essentially every category except for quality starts. A quality start is any time a goalie plays a game with a save percentage above the league median, which this year is .917. Through 21 games played, Jacob Markstrom has a save percentage of .933. 10 wins, 12 quality starts, a goals against average of 1.94, and a goal saved above average per 60 of .59. So Markstrom's playing really well. On top of this, he has a high danger save percentage of .864. However, the Flames system is really good. They are playing very well defensively, especially under Sutter and his system, as they only allow 7.29 high danger shots against per 60, which is towards the low end in the league. There are only a couple of other teams that are lower, one of them being the Nashville Predators, who are a very good defensive team this year. Jacob Markstrom also only allows 2.37 goals a game, 2.37 rebounds against a game, and he's just playing really well. Now, these numbers seem extremely high, especially considering his career averages. However, Markstrom has always been regarded as an elite goalie, and I think playing on this very defensive team in Calgary under Sutter and his system, he's just fitting in well, and I believe that these numbers are going to be sustainably high for Jacob Markstrom, and anybody who drafted him should be very happy and definitely holding for the remainder of the season.
I'm inclined to agree. I am just going to point out a line of caution that I think his high danger save percentage is currently too high. But with the Calgary system, the high danger shots against per 60 are so low that it might not even be a significant factor if we see his high danger save percentage regress downwards. Overall, I think I'm going to have to agree. I think Jacob Markstrom has fit in nicely with the Calgary system. It maybe took him some time. It took him a change of coach, but it seems to be working now. He's in the competition for Vezina, and I think it's well-deserved. I don't know that Calgary's rebound is as strong as everyone, or as it may appear to be throughout the start of the season. What I mean by that is all they really did in the offseason was get Blake Coleman.
Yep.
And I don't know that this team made serious changes after that. I don't know that this head coach changes enough. I mean, I think I'm just so skeptical because I've been watching Calgary over the years trying to hold their players and just been disappointed. I'm just skeptical of their current production. So, personally, I would expect the Calgary Flames in general to not continue to produce at this pace and slowly regress back to being the bubble team that I think they are. And I think Jacob Markstrom will be hurt by that. But I don't know that he won't be still one of the top five goalies throughout the rest of the season. But I think being the top-ranked goalie is rich for Markstrom.
Yeah, that seems fair. The Calgary Flames are currently tied for the fewest goals against in the league. They have 62 goals against through 28 games. They are tied with the Carolina Hurricanes, who have 62 goals against through 29 games. Jacob Markstrom has been playing very well, and the Calgary Flames have also been playing very well. They've been riding on the waves of some players like Mangiapane and Lindholm, who are enjoying some really, really hot starts, but seem to have cooled off a little bit recently, and that team seems to have some difficulty scoring. So I see what you mean. They didn't really make any serious additions. They didn't address the loss of Giordano appropriately, and these numbers could potentially be hurt. However, I do think Jacob Markstrom is sustainably high in the top 3 to 5 goaltenders for the remainder of the season.
Yeah, I would like to point out that he has 5 shutouts, which is a career high. And that's not even halfway through the season yet. Okay, how do we feel about scooting over to the second highest ranked goaltender, Jack Campbell? Preseason ranking of 71, currently ranked 9. How do we feel about Jack Campbell from the Toronto Maple Leafs?
Jack Campbell enjoyed a breakout season last campaign when he was really given the first opportunity to enjoy full starter minutes, setting franchise and league records for consecutive wins to the start of a season, and just really setting career record numbers for himself all around. This season, he continues to progress positively through 22 games. He's a save percentage of .935. 14 wins, 16 quality starts, a goals against average of 1.94, goals saved above average per 60 of 0.70, and a high danger save percentage of 0.847. It is also important to note that the Leafs also have a fairly low high danger shots against average over 60 minutes. They have been playing a pretty decent defensive system this year, only allowing 7.72 a game. Jack Campbell also has very good rebound control, only allowing 2.23 rebounds a game, which really just, he's showing he's an elite goaltender. He's showing that, or rather his numbers are saying he's an elite goaltender, and he's a Vezina-worthy goaltender, as he's up there in the conversation competing for the trophy as well. I'm not sure what to rank this one. What are your thoughts on Jack Campbell?
Well, watching him, it's... Soupy is a wild man in the net. And I can't help but feeling that he is benefiting from a lot of bounces going his way. I don't know that he is this goaltender, like in the long term. Though I think he could be this goaltender for the season. And for that, I'm grateful. I'm happy that he's playing where he's at now. Don't know that we would see any serious regression in any particular category. But I think I would be astonished if he remains under a 2 GAA to end out the season and his high danger save percentage is still right around that 85% mark. But yeah, the Leafs are working well for him. You see Freddie Anderson never have stats like this with the Leafs, and then he goes out to Carolina and immediately is getting those stats. To learn more about Jack Campbell versus Freddie Anderson, check out our Freddie versus Soup episode. So I think kind of like the same story of Markstrom just fitting in well with the Calgary system after a coaching shift. I think, and you immediately see the same thing with Anderson going over to Carolina. I think Campbell just works well with the Leafs, and that's enough. If he stays in the top two, I'm not going to say that. But I would, similar to Markstrom, I don't think that he'll drop out of the top 5 for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I want to point out that in the 2010 draft, Jack Campbell was the 11th overall pick by Dallas. And now goalies are very interesting and volatile. It's very hard to tell when they're going to break out and actually start playing well, or if they're ever going to be an NHL starting goaltender. But he was an 11th overall pick.
Yeah.
Quite a while ago. It took his development a long time to reach the point of being able to play volume games in the NHL, but ever since he broke in to the NHL, he has been a strong goaltender. He has always put up good numbers, above league average numbers, and this season, although it could be a little high, I don't think the regression is going to be too significant, especially with the way that Toronto's playing this year. I can see Jack Campbell sticking around the second or third ranked goaltender in fantasy for this year.
Okay, let's go over to Tristan Jarry from the Pittsburgh Penguins. He's the third highest ranked goaltender in the good hockey fantasy league at 12. But at the preseason, he was ranked at 188. I believe I picked him up in the 10th round, which is a steal. Might have to fact check myself. I'm not sure. Whatever. Charlie, how do we feel about Tristan Jarry? How's he playing in this shaky Pittsburgh team?
Tristan Jarry on a Pittsburgh team that was riddled with injuries has been playing very well. Through 21 games, he has 12 wins, 16 quality starts, a save percentage of .934, and a goals against average of 1.92. His goals saved above average per 60 is .65, and he has a high danger save percentage of .852. Through all these injuries, somehow the Pittsburgh Penguins only allow 7.26 high danger shots against per 60 minutes, which could be indicative of why his high danger save percentage is so high, just because they don't get, you know, that many attempts against that are dangerous. But also Tristan Jarry only allows 2.81 rebounds, which is pretty solid. It's not exactly on the lower end of the league average, and it's not very high either. Tristan Jarry just seems to be playing very well. He's rebounding after a couple of questionable seasons with the Pittsburgh Penguins. And perhaps with the injuries to Crosby and Malkin and Rust and everybody else early in the season, the Pittsburgh Penguins just had to play a more defensive game in order to win games, which could be why Tristan Jarry is getting the support that he needs this season. What do you think about it?
Yeah, I agree with a lot of what you're saying. Tristan Jarry had a great season last year. I was a holder of him for much of the fantasy season, and I was excited to have the opportunity to pick him up again this year, but this is really exceeding all my expectations. He is certainly carrying my team to that first place position in the good fantasy hockey league. I'm thinking it's sustainable. I'm thinking because the Pittsburgh Penguins are unquestionably sustainable. I need to stop this with the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Washington Capitals. I need to stop.
Every year I give up on them.
Every year I give up on them. And even if Crosby and Malkin are out, they are winning games. And I think Tristan Jarry is a big part of that. I think he's actually a good goaltender. If I was building the team for Team Canada Olympics, I would give him a look. And I think that's something we'll talk about in our Olympic episode. But yeah, for the third highest ranked goaltender, I'm feeling like a broken record here. I don't know that he'll stay at the third high rank, but he gets so much volume. I could see him maybe even going higher by the end of the year, especially as Pittsburgh returns to form, people coming back. Maybe they continue to make moves. It seems like they want to keep on making cup run pushes while Crosby and Malkin are still there. So I'm thinking they will be making moves to add to the team. I just think it'll get better than this. So maybe Tristan Jarry could even get better. But at the same time, broken record, I'm going to place him within the top five goaltenders comfortably.
Yeah, I agree with the rankings. I would say Tristan Jarry fits in the top five throughout the rest of the season.
Is it Jarry or Jarry? Because you said Jarry after I was saying Jarry, and now you just switched to Jarry.
Yeah, I genuinely don't know. I just pick and choose as I go along, you know?
TJ.
Yeah, I think he, Markstrom, and Campbell are all going to finish within the top five this year. They're just playing on great teams, and they're playing unbelievably well. I don't see any reason for them to regress too crazy. And yeah, that's pretty much all we've been saying. No need to broken record it too much.
Okay, Charlie, out of these three goaltenders, who do you think is the most likely to win the Vezina this year?
Jack Campbell.
I agree. We'll see about how many more shutouts Markstrom can get. If Markstrom can finish the season with 8 shutouts and Campbell only has 5, I don't know.
Yeah, it's tricky at that point.
But Campbell has been playing much more volume than he has ever in his career. He's never been a full season starter, and Mrazek was supposed to split the net with him, but that hasn't really been happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, Campbell could really make a case for it.
Also, the Leafs are number 1 in the league for turnovers, and I believe they're in the top 3 in the league for odd man rushes against. So Campbell has been, you know, he's been putting his work in. It's not like he's been given a free ride to these numbers this year.
It's interesting because those high danger shots against per 60 are on the lower side, lower than Tampa Bay, but lower than Tampa Bay and Minnesota, but slightly higher than Pittsburgh and Calgary. Okay, I think that's all for us. Make sure that you subscribe to stay tuned to all this cool content. We're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Spotify, we're on YouTube. If you're on YouTube, you have to like if you liked it, dislike it if you don't, and comment why. Comment us what stuff you want to see.
Yeah.
What do we do? Oh, pucklegends.ca for cool t-shirts. Jack Campbell soup t-shirt.
Phil the Thrill Kessel t-shirt.
Yep. Awesome Matthews Pappy t-shirt. Billiam Nylander.
Yeah, Billiam.
Coming in with the Crosby one soon. Shouts out to pucklegends.ca. You can use the code GOODHOCKEY for free shipping to Canada.
All right, folks. Everybody take care now.
Click, click, click.
Bye.
Bye. Like a decimal.